Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You are listening to us on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. I'm on right after Rod Peterson and right before Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. I love doing these crossover shows. I've had Rod Peterson on my show. Mac McGee has been on my show. I've been on his show. I've been on Rod Peterson's show. We are all just one big family here at WQEE, and I am honored to be a part of this fine radio station up in Noonan, going on a little over 2 years now. But this show that I have for you today, it's jam-packed. We're going to continue talking about NFL free agency as the rich keep getting richer. I made the analogy on the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show yesterday that Derrick Henry signing with the Baltimore Ravens is the equivalent of, at the end of Avengers Infinity War, Thanos getting the sixth and final Infinity Stone. And there is high school baseball to talk about. Rivalry games, including Harris County Northside, Brookstone Pacelli. I will get into all of it. And I will also break down what is going on in conference tournament play as we have several more teams that punch their ticket to the big dance as we get ready for Selection Sunday. I love this time of year. We've got spring training in Major League Baseball. We got the Columbus Lions taking on the Amarillo Venom this Sunday. And we got all the local stuff that you want to talk about right here on the Sports Beat. You don't want to go anywhere. Let's go ahead and dive right into the show. NFL free agency has been like the wild, wild west so far. And the one team that's making the most headlines is the Dallas Cowboys for not doing anything. But here are some of the big winners and losers of NFL free agency. We're going to start with the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans actually got a very good pass rusher in Danielle Hunter from the Minnesota Vikings. They picked up Joe Mixon, the running back from the Cincinnati Bengals. Jeff Okuda, at one time, was a top cornerback drafted by the Detroit Lions. He had an okay year in Atlanta last year, but it just didn't pan out, and now Houston has him. Don't look, but I think the Houston Texans are not only going to improve from their season last year, they could be one of the top teams in the AFC, along with Kansas City and Cincinnati. That's going to be very interesting. Jacksonville, I mean, getting Gabe Davis from the Buffalo Bills. Mac Jones is a backup quarterback to Trevor Lawrence. Darnell Savage, talented safety from Green Bay. Jacksonville did well. How about the Washington Commanders? Austin Eckler, are you kidding me? That's a great addition. And then Marcus Mariota as a backup quarterback, because I think that they are going to draft a quarterback. And they are getting some pieces for head coach Dan Quinn. Ceylon Farrell, very good edge rusher. Zach Ertz, you know, he had that 1 year with Arizona. All right, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. You know, this is actually going in order. I'm getting this off ESPN.com. Kirk Cousins, Darnell Mooney, and Charlie Werner. Very good additions to an offense that could not find an identity with Desmond Ridder. And Desmond Ridder cost them games last year. Now Kirk Cousins, age 35, he's going to turn 36, has got weapons. Now adding the speedy receiver of Darnell Mooney, and Charlie Werner is going to be a good backup tight end to Kyle Pitts. I really like the moves that the Falcons have done. And those were the winners in free agency, according to ESPN.com. But some of the other notable free agents, Jacoby Brissett returns to New England. He had success there as the third-string quarterback when Tom Brady was suspended for Deflategate and Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. And he comes back. He is a very good backup quarterback. I think he could be the starter in New England. Sam Darnold goes to Minnesota. He's got weapons. He's got Justin Jefferson. He's got TJ Hawkinson. And I think that the Vikings will be fine with Sam Darnold because Kyle Shanahan saw something in him. I think it just was a bad fit in New York and going to Carolina. I think this is going to be a good fit for Sam Darnold. And then let's talk about Derrick Henry going to the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, the Ravens actually got better offensively, but they did lose Patrick Queen, a very talented linebacker, to the Pittsburgh Steelers. My thoughts on Derrick Henry going to Baltimore, is this the same Derrick Henry in Tennessee? I mean, running backs don't have a very long shelf life, but Derrick Henry is an upgrade at running back, and Lamar Jackson doesn't have to do as much. This really makes the Ravens' offense scary, and you got offensive coordinator Todd Monken, who in that AFC championship, that offense became incompetent. You got Zay Flowers. Not sure if they're going to re-sign Odell Beckham Jr., but you also got Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. That is a sleeper tight end. Likely had a very good season last year in place of the injured Mark Andrews. Baltimore is going to be scary, but you got to remember, Joe Burrow's coming back. Russell Wilson is now in Pittsburgh. And Deshaun Watson is going to come back for Cleveland. And he's got some weapons as Jerry Jeudy joins the receiving corps along with Amari Cooper. I think that Cleveland has upgraded. Now, here's some of the teams that just didn't do well at all in NFL free agency. The Dallas Cowboys, they didn't do anything. The Miami Dolphins, I mean, you give all that money to Christian Wilkins, and Tua is going to be the same quarterback he was. Miami's going to be a very good regular season, especially in September, especially at home. But they did not address needs that they're going to have to address, especially when it comes to postseason time. I still think they're a postseason team. And Buffalo took a step back getting rid of Gabe Davis. They lost a pointer, a lot of defensive pieces, and Buffalo's going to look a lot different. Josh Allen is just going to have to carry him. And Chris Jones, what can you say? Getting the highest paid contract for a defensive lineman in NFL history. Patrick Mahomes taking less money, restructured the salary cap, and the Chiefs probably are the favorites to three-peat because of getting Chris Jones back. You have to understand that Chris Jones is an elite defensive player, and he is a clutch defensive player, especially when the moment is the brightest. You saw what he did putting pressure on Brock Purdy in that Super Bowl. And then you saw him tipping passes at the line of scrimmage back in 2019 in that Super Bowl. And as a 49ers fan, I know exactly who Chris Jones is. He has been a problem in that backfield. And Chris Jones got paid and well-deserved. Chris Jones, contract worth every penny. And I think Patrick Mahomes got a new addition, Irv Smith Jr. He's going to be a backup tight end to Travis Kelce. And I think the Chiefs are the favorites to three-peat. No NFL team has ever three-peated in the Super Bowl era, and I think the Kansas City Chiefs might be the first. I tell you what, I have had a fun week calling baseball games for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. Monday, I called the Calvary-Christian-Carver baseball game. Calvary won that game 12-2. Yesterday, Thrip Behringer and I called Brookstone and Pacelli at Dymel Field, and Brookstone wins that game 21-3. Madison Dismuke had a home run, a triple, a stolen base, and seven runs batted in. Will Middlebrooks pitched an absolute gem. This game was 4-3 going into the sixth inning, and Brookstone just wouldn't stop hitting. It was 8-3 going into the seventh. and they put up 13 runs in the top of the seventh inning. Brookstone is now 10-2. These two teams will go at it again Thursday and Friday for their traditional three-game series. Meanwhile, Harris County falls to Northside 5-1. They will play two more times. And tonight, we've got a huge baseball game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. We got the Central Red Devils taking on the Columbus Blue Devils at Columbus High School. And I promise that I will not mention Frank Thomas more than three times on the broadcast, but I mean, I'm a huge baseball fan. This is the high school where the legendary coach, Hall of Famer of the Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Fame, Bobby Howard, led the Columbus Blue Devils to 12 state championships. And it's also the high school where Frank Thomas played baseball in the 1980s. Frank Thomas, MLB Hall of Famer, probably the greatest athlete to ever come out of Columbus. He's got a plaque right there at the ball field. And I've had a little fun. I've nicknamed Columbus's baseball field the house that Frank Thomas built. But you got to remember, there are other talented Major League Baseball players that came out of Columbus, including Jordan Weems, relief pitcher for the Washington Nationals, Josh Lester, who plays for the Baltimore Orioles, Reggie Abercrombie, another great baseball player, and Gary Ingram, who is a hitting instructor with the Colorado Rockies, former Major League Baseball player as well. I'm excited you can catch that game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. First pitch, 5:30 at Columbus High School. And then on Thursday, we will have Harris County Northside. Rick Beach from Kutsu Sports will be bringing you the action there. And then Friday, there's a 70% chance of rain on Friday. But we plan on live streaming Carver and Columbus, and hopefully we can get that game in. It is a doubleheader. First pitch is at 4 o'clock, but there is a 70% chance of rain in the forecast. That is a region game. More than likely, if they don't play any of those games, they will have to reschedule because that is a region game. But it hasn't rained all week, knock on wood. Yeah, I'll have to do that. But hopefully they'll get that game in. And then we have a busy slate of baseball games coming up next week. So I'm going to have condensed shows. I mean, I'm still going to do a show, but that first week of April, I know we got Major League Baseball coming up. But I plan on doing condensed shows because it's my kids' spring break as we are going out of town. But I'll still give you content. I'm just not going to have any guests during that week. And you'll have some best of shows. It'll probably be about 15 minutes of recapping all the sports and then going right into the best of shows. So you don't want to miss it. What we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to break down conference tournament play as this is my favorite week in college basketball. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
Yeah! Stick around.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control. Repair. Bond. Best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
We are back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We had conference tournament play yesterday. A slate of games, including teams that have punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament, including Wagner. They're in after a 54-47 victory over Merrimack. They win the Northeast Conference. Oakland wins the Horizon League by defeating Milwaukee 83-76. And the Colonial Athletic Association Conference Championship, Charleston defeats Stony Brook in overtime, 82-79. And St. Mary's, they defeat Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference Final, 69-60. I still think Gonzaga, because they're ranked, they're going to get into the NCAA tournament. I can't believe a month ago they were considered a bubble team, and I thought that their 20-year dominance of making it to the NCAA tournament was going to come to an end. But Gonzaga prevailed, so congratulations to them. And then you also have South Dakota State winning the Summit League over Denver, 76-68. Some of the other action, ACC, Boston College defeats Miami in the first round of the ACC tournament, 81-65. Miami went to the Final Four last year. And Georgia Tech's season comes to an end. In Coach Damian Stoudemire's first season, they lose to Notre Dame 84-80. And that's just not good for Georgia Tech. NC State defeats Louisville 94-85. And then we also have Big 12 first round action. Central Florida defeated Oklahoma State 77-62. Cincinnati defeats West Virginia 90-85. So here's what's going on today. ACC second round, Florida State is taking on Virginia Tech. Notre Dame is taking on Wake Forest. Boston College is taking on Clemson. And NC State is taking on Syracuse. The SEC tournament starts today in the first round. This feels like a play-in game. But Vanderbilt taking on Arkansas. Arkansas, such a disappointing team. 15-16. We're talking about a team that went to the Elite Eight a couple of times under Coach Musselman. And Arkansas has been one of the most disappointing teams. Another disappointing team, they started 12-3. Georgia, they are hosting Missouri. They should be able to get that win. Winner plays Florida tomorrow. So tomorrow we have Mississippi State taking on LSU. South Carolina will await the winner of Vanderbilt, Arkansas. Ole Miss is taking on Texas A&M. And the winner of Missouri and Georgia will take on Florida. That's second round games in Nashville for the SEC tournament. And, of course, Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, and Alabama all have double byes, as those are the first top four seeds in the SEC tournament. But in my opinion, the best conference that's going to get the most teams in this tournament is the Big 12. And today, Central Florida will take on 20th-ranked BYU in the second round. Oklahoma taking on TCU. Kansas State is taking on Texas. And Cincinnati taking on Kansas. When was the last time that Kansas didn't get the double bye? Kansas finished in sixth place, 22-9. This is not Kansas-like. And, you know, if they still lose to Cincinnati, they're getting into the NCAA tournament, I would not give them a four seed. I would give them maybe a five seed or even a six seed. But you got to remember, last year,
You had 3 5 seeds and 1 9 seed make it to the Final Four. So it's not the be-all, end-all if you don't get one of the top seeds. But I think that the NCAA tournament this year is completely wide open. Let's talk about the Big East Conference tournament play as the first round begins today. Xavier, which, remember, they went to the tournament last year and beat Kennesaw State. All of a sudden, 15-16, they're not getting to the tournament this year. Butler, they're taking on Butler first round. Georgetown taking on Providence. I miss the days when Georgetown was dominant in the 1980s and a little bit with Allen Iverson later in the 90s. DePaul, 3-28. Whew. Taking on Villanova, which at one time was a bubble team, but Villanova is just not the same program without Jay Wright. And that tells you how great of a coach Jay Wright was. Second round, quarterfinal matchups tomorrow. Both teams considered bubble teams, St. John's and Seton Hall. UConn, Creighton, and Marquette with byes in the quarterfinal for the Big East tournament. Now let's go over to the Big Ten, where the first round begins today. Rutgers taking on Maryland. Michigan is taking on Penn State. Tomorrow, you got Minnesota taking on Michigan State and Ohio State taking on Iowa with Wisconsin and Indiana with byes. And then you also have Purdue, Northwestern, Illinois, and Nebraska all with double byes as they are already locked into the quarterfinal. Some of the teams today will punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament, including the Southland Final. Nichols taking on McNeese. I tell you, Will Wade has turned this thing around for McNeese. 29-3, just an incredible record. I mean, they had a losing record last season, and it was really bad. Lehigh taking on Colgate in the Patriot League Championship Final. And finally, the Big Sky Championship Final. It's an all-Montana final. Montana taking on Montana State as a fan favorite that I grew up rooting for when I was living in Sacramento. Sacramento State, who has been absolutely terrible in my lifetime, they lose to Montana State 74-71 in the semifinal, and I just wanted to give them their flowers because I used to live in Sacramento, and I expected a lot more of Sacramento State. I thought maybe that they were a team, especially with the success of the Sacramento Kings, I thought maybe Sacramento State would be better at college basketball, but obviously they're not. They don't have very good facilities. They've never had an elite coach, and they have struggled for the past, I'm going to say, 30 years. I mean, it's been awful. All right, it's time to take our second commercial break of the show. When we come back, I'm going to talk about all the local stuff that is happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley, and I will also air a brief segment of the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show that Thrift Barringer and I did yesterday. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time
on WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
We're back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I mean, we had so many great events happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley. Let's get back to the high school baseball scoreboard, as it was a tough night for the Kendrick Cherokees. On the road, they lose the doubleheader to Ace Charter 18-0 and 21-0. The Jordan Red Jackets, they get the 16-2 win over Spencer. Hardaway falls to Bainbridge 15-5. Shaw loses to Cairo at home 8-5. And like we mentioned, Brookstone did defeat Bocelli 21-3. You caught that game on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Northside defeated Harris County 5-1. And Smith Station got the 12-1 victory over Russell County. Troop County got the 3-1 victory over Whitewater. LaGrange fell to Stars Mill 3-2. Trinity Christian was all over Riverdale 18-0. It was McIntosh defeating Northgate 11-1. It was Taylor County defeating Marion County 8-7. Schley County defeated Webster County 15-0. And it was Lee Scott Academy getting the two-game sweep over Glenwood, 3-0 and 7-3. So on yesterday's show, Thrip Behrens and I revealed our first ratings for high school baseball in the Tri-City area. And now on the Sports Beat, I'm going to reveal my high school baseball ratings for the entire Chattahoochee Valley, to include LaGrange, Valley, Schley County, that area, because this podcast is dedicated to local sports in the Chattahoochee Valley, to include the upper regions of Troop County all the way down to Eufaula. So let's go ahead and start with the team that's number 10 on this list, the Smith Station Panthers. Smith Station went to the Final Four last year, lost to Central. They've got a good team. The addition of Brandon McCrane has really helped. I think the Smith Station Panthers, sitting at 5-6 on the season, they're going to have a tough schedule coming up, including games against Central and Auburn in their region. All right, number 9, I have them down here because of their record, but they've played a lot of tough teams. The Glenwood Gators, they are 5-7, but Coach Fanning did lose a lot of players on that championship team last year, including Jackson Milam and Jacob Page. But Glenwood is going to be fine, especially when they get into region play. They did drop the doubleheader to Lee Scott Academy, but they are 5-7, really because they have played a tough schedule, losing to teams like First Presbyterian Day and Brookstone. But the Glenwood Gators sitting at number 9. Number 8, the St. Ampicelli Vikings. They are 7-3, but they have had some good wins, including over Calvary Christian. They did lose to Brookstone, but they will play Brookstone two more times this week. Number 7, I've got the Brookstone Cougars. This Brookstone Cougars team just looks absolutely spectacular. When you have starting pitchers, Taff Middleton, Chongwoo Kim, and Davis Harris, all with an earned run average under 2, you got something good. And then Mercer Hudson is just an absolutely fantastic catcher. And Madden Dismuke, great five-tool player. He had just 7 RBIs yesterday. Cole Stansel is leading the team with a .516 batting average. I like this Brookstone team. I think that they are one of the top teams in the GIAA. All right, number 6, Schley County. Schley County has looked fantastic this year with a 9-1 record, and they are also 3-0 in their region. They've played some tough competition, to include Harris County, Deerfield, Windsor, Manchester. They will face Lee County later on this season. I think the Schley County looking pretty good this season. And number five, the Callaway Cavaliers, 9-2 on the season. Callaway has looked spectacular. Number four, the Valley Rams. They got an 11-2 record. Valley's looking pretty good. Number three, you know, the LaGrange Grangers. I mean, they did lose to Stars Mill, but I don't really look into that as much as people do. You got to remember Coach Donnie Branch has a team that went to the state championship the last two seasons. They beat teams like Buford. I mean, they've beaten teams like Lambert. They did lose to Central, but they were able to beat Smith Station. And you look at that schedule coming up. They'll play Central again on the 27th of March. They will host Calvary Christian on the 30th of March. And then they are going to be at Callaway. And then, of course, taking on Troup County in April. And, you know, I didn't have Troup County on this list. I mean, they're 8-5, but they're really on the doorstep looking in. They're hosting Calvary Christian on Monday. All right, number two, the Central Red Devils. We will have that game today on Georgia Alabama Sports Live as they will take on Columbus. Central at number two, and then the number one team on my rankings, which is the same team on the rankings for the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show, the Calvary Christian Knights. 9-1 as they have been absolutely dominant. Bailey Thorne already with six home runs as Coach Steve Smith has built a powerhouse in the gaps, the five-time state champions. I think they win a sixth straight this year in the gaps, even though the Keens Academy is still undefeated and they look fantastic. And they don't skip a beat when they get to the GIAA next season. Columbus State baseball is rolling a five-game win streak. They are currently 15-9 overall. Derek Weil with a 10-inning home run to put them ahead for good as they defeated Auburn University at Montgomery. They are back in action at Ragsdale Field at Burger King Stadium for a three-game series in the Peach Belt Conference this weekend against Lander University. So come on out to the ball field and check out Columbus State baseball. Coach Appleton is poised to get them back to the Super Regionals as they were one game away from the D2 College World Series. And Columbus State trying to continue their dominance in the Peach Belt Conference. The Columbus State softball team will have a doubleheader 3 p.m. today at Cougar Field as they are currently 14-11 on the season. They are taking on Valdosta State as they get ready for a three-game series this weekend against Augusta University. Leading the way with 11 home runs on the season is Brooke Miller. You can catch these games on the Peach Belt Network. The Columbus River Dragons will have a two-game series this weekend starting at Saturday, puck drop 7:05. As they are taking on the Baton Rouge Zydeco, and then puck drop at 4:05 on Sunday. The River Dragons currently stand with 104 points with a 31-4-3 record. The next best team in the Federal Prospects Hockey League is the Bemington Black Bears with 92 points, followed by the Carolina Thunderbirds with 88 points. And we all know the goal at hand is to get home ice. We've seen what the River Dragons have done their last two seasons in the playoffs as they did not have home ice. They won both games. Let's go back to 2022. They beat Watertown game one of the Federal Prospects Commissioner's Cup Finals, and then they lost games two and games three in heartbreak fashion to lose out on the Federal Prospects Commissioner's Cup. Last season in the semifinals, they defeat Carolina in game one, but they could not get the job done in games two and games three up in Carolina. With home ice, they'd be playing with house money because they would have two chances to close out a series at home, which they have been dominant at home, especially in the playoffs. And if they just happen to win game one on the road, that's playing with house money. You want to have your home ice, and I still do not like the 1-2 playoff format. Why can't we go to a 1-1-1 playoff format? I know with travel and everything, that is not feasible, but that would actually give all the teams in the FPHL an advantage when it comes to playoffs. All right, we do have some coaching changes in the Chattahoochee Valley for high school football. I can't believe we've got spring practice coming up in a couple of weeks. We do have spring games for college football next month, but the spring games will be here before you know it in May. And Chatco has a new head football coach. It is the former Georgia Bulldog, Bruce Figgins. He has been on the staff at Pacelli. He is currently on the staff for Coach Daniels for the Columbus Lions. And I know that Coach Figgins is going to do a fantastic job with the Chatco Panthers. And Manchester has a new head football coach. It's DeMonta Prather, the former defensive coordinator and current head basketball coach of the Manchester Blue Devils, who led them to the state championship in basketball. He also played at Manchester and is a proud alum of Fort Valley State. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and take another commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to close out the show as you are listening to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Final segment before I get you out of here, and you can get ready for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. I've had a great show. I know this show is much better when I have guests, but sometimes guests fall through and you got to adjust. And I was planning on airing the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show today. However, there was some technical difficulties pulling the audio to try to get it edited in time. So what I have done, I've decided to do what I do best, is do an hour-long show where it's just me talking about sports. The whole purpose of this podcast was to cover local sports to Columbus. I know the basketball season in high school just wrapped up, and that's probably the most baseball coverage I've ever had on my show. But we also have conference tournaments going on in NCAA. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about NBA. I think the NBA kind of takes a back seat for March Madness. And then after the Final Four, the NBA starts to rev up because we get ready for NBA playoffs in April. Major League Baseball as well. The opener for the Atlanta Braves, Thursday, March the 28th. They are taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. Not a whole lot of Braves coverage right now, but I will take a deep dive into the Atlanta Braves as I have more shows trying to get some guests on, especially Braves fans who are passionate about the Atlanta Braves. And I just want to give you the content that you deserve here on the Sports Beat, as I've been doing this podcast for well over 4 years now.
and it really has been a blessing. I have truly been blessed. But guest makes this show more interesting. Look, if you want to be a guest on the show, even if it's just for 10 minutes, just message me. I could try to get you on the show. I understand why guests have canceled on me, and mainly because, you know, we all have busy lives, and I totally understand. But the guests that haven't been on in well over a year, you know, I understand too. If you feel, well, this podcast is not for you, it's okay. I mean, I've had over 85 guests on this show, and this has absolutely been a blessing just to have a podcast that allows me to interview sports experts around the area that know what they are talking about. So just before I close the show, I just want to remind everybody that the Atlanta Hawks are taking on the Portland Trail Blazers tonight at 10 o'clock as they are 29-35 on the season. They are currently in the 10th spot for the play-in tournament. And if the season ended today, they would face the Chicago Bulls on the road. Right now, the best team in the Eastern Conference is the Boston Celtics. And this is a year for the Boston Celtics where it's championship or bust. They have got to win a championship this year. I don't talk a whole lot of NHL on this show, but right now the team with the best record in the National Hockey League is the runners-up that went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, lost to the Vegas Golden Knights, the Florida Panthers. They are 45-17-4, and leading the Metropolitan Conference is the New York Rangers. So there's just something about these Miami teams. I mean, we saw Florida Atlantic and Miami make it to the Final Four last year. The Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers make it to their championships. It's the Miami Marlins. They, even though they made the playoffs, they have got to do something. And the Miami Dolphins also making the playoffs. I like it when these cities become the center of the sports universe. We saw that with Tampa a couple of years ago. Boston did it in the early 2010s, late 2000s. But I tell you what, this has been a fun show. I want to thank all my listeners who have watched the show on Facebook Live, even though I haven't had a Facebook Live show in a while, and only when I have a guest. But everybody that has subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. So don't forget, I will have a show tomorrow, and I will close this bad boy out on Friday, and we will just go from there as we continue grinding along and giving you local sports talk here in the Chattahoochee Valley. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE, and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org, S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You are listening to the best of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Here's an episode that you might have missed over the past couple of years. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. I am your host, Richard Holdridge. Hope everybody's having a great day. This is a special episode, just going to talk about the coronavirus and sports, how it affects sports. And when I was doing this podcast about a month ago, and I was getting on here, and you know, and I called it the Sports Beat because I would go down sports scores, and I'd talk about what's going on in the day of sports. And I'd talk NBA, college basketball, NHL, XFL. And all those leagues have been suspended. And college basketball, canceled. There will be no March Madness. There will be no Selection Sunday. It is definitely groundbreaking in this country to have something like the coronavirus, which is big. This is the right move to take the precautions to avoid the large crowds in the big arenas. To get this thing under control, we could possibly have sports again in a month or two. That's what I'm predicting. If you're a big college basketball fan, that has got to be a gut punch to have the entire NCAA basketball season canceled for the guys and the girls. And, you know, the Final Four was going to be here in Atlanta, and that is going to be no more. You know, Kansas was the best team in college basketball. They were trying to win their first title since 2008. We're going to see teams like Rutgers, who were trying to make the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1991, and that's not going to happen. And really, the people that lose out are the fans that were going to go to the games. This past week was going to be conference tournaments. They had conference tournaments all the way up until Wednesday. And then we received the word on Thursday night that the conference tournaments were going to be canceled. That was the same night that found out that the NBA was going to be canceled because Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. And also Jazz forward Donovan Mitchell tested positive for the coronavirus. So what does this mean in the world of sports? Well, it means that I can't get on my podcast early Monday morning and talk about Selection Sunday, who made the tournament, who didn't make the tournament, who got snubbed, and the bubble teams. I can't talk about the NBA season and how it's going to wrap up and have the NBA playoffs. All this stuff is going to be on hold, including Major League Soccer, including NASCAR, including golf. Are we even going to have the Masters? Major League Baseball season has been delayed by a couple of weeks. I would like to see this country get back to a sense of normalcy. You know, I am a big sports fan, and I get on and I talk about sports all the time, but I also care about the well-being and the welfare of my fellow man. And we really have to take care of ourselves with this deadly, serious disease that has really impacted the lives of everybody in this country, just the way we do things in this world.
and just, you know, the way we interact with people. And so for precautionary measures, they want to do the right thing by canceling all the sporting events that have large crowds. And also in this community, they've canceled Columbus State Baseball. They've canceled the Peach Belt Conference Tournament play. They've canceled Little League games. They've canceled 5K runs. They've canceled Coachella. They've canceled, you know, you can't go to Disneyland anymore. You can't go to Great Wolf Lodge up there in LaGrange. It's like, what are you going to do with your time? Well, I'll tell you, this is the perfect time to spend time with your family. You know, take advantage of this time. Don't go to Walmart and buy out all the sanitizer and toilet paper. That is silly. You don't know what this thing is going to do. But when I think about, you know, the love that I have for sports, and I think about how difficult it is going to be to get through this as a sports fan, you know, you also got to think down the road. How is this going to affect the economy? How is this going to affect the workers in the arenas? And we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We have got to contain this virus the best we can, and then maybe we'll come back and do sports. I really feel bad for college basketball, but as far as the NBA, I think that the regular season is done, and in about a month, they will start the NBA playoffs. And it could be a time to experiment to see that maybe the NBA season needs to be a little bit shorter. You know how you have superstars that take the night off? Well, that might not be a bad idea. I would like to see the NBA get going again. Major League Soccer is going to take a 30-day break. Major League Baseball is going to have a delay. Hopefully, they don't cancel any games, that they just postpone them. You know, hockey. I mean, hockey's a little bit different. I know they followed suit by canceling all their games. You have the glass with the fans, but there is a lot of action on the ice and, you know, players touching each other. They do wear gloves. It is a little dangerous, you know, especially with the blood and the, you know, them interacting the way they do. It becomes real when you have a star athlete, like in basketball, testing positive for the coronavirus. They don't want to take any chances. I mean, people say, is it an overkill? Not necessarily. I mean, we are doing everything we can to make sure that this doesn't spread, because it is very, very contagious. I'm here in Georgia, and we have a quarantine center up at Dobbins. It is real. And that's why they want to avoid large crowds as much as possible. When I get on the air, and it is going to be really hard, because I love talking about sports. So starting Monday, I'm going to change my format a little bit. I'm still going to talk about sports, but it's going to be looking back, nostalgic, talking about like what could have been, trying to figure out, you know, some previews of college football and football, because we do have some sports that will go on even if there is a coronavirus. We will have the NFL draft. We will have NFL free agency. I know they've canceled pro days. They will have an impact on the fall sports, and you just look forward to that. Because I know I am. I'm looking forward to having the NFL draft and future sports. Is the Olympics going to be canceled? Looking at the way they've contained the coronavirus in China, hopefully this will die down and there won't be that big of a global impact, and we can go ahead and have the Olympics. But they got to get this virus under control. I'm predicting that we're going to come back in about a month, maybe two, but not 100% certain, and we will have sports. There might be a delay. You might be seeing an NBA Finals game in July. Highly unlikely. I think they're going to just, you know, shorten the regular season and start the NBA playoffs in about a month. If that's the case, the playoffs would start and the regular season has ended the way it did. The Los Angeles Lakers have the number one seed in the West. The Milwaukee Bucks have the number one seed in the East. You know, this is a good time for players to get rest, because, you know, you give LeBron some rest, it is not going to be good. You know, the players are going to get complacent. They're going to have all this time off, and they're going to try to figure out what to do with their time. But, you know, I was flipping on ESPN, and I was thinking about what is life going to be like without sports. I mean, I'm not just talking about spectator sports, going to arenas, and even seeing the River Dragons, which has been canceled here in Columbus as well. I'm talking about going to your son's Little League game, talking about going, you know, public events. I mean, schools are closing, you know, field trips, you know, dance lessons, gymnastics, just everything. There, you know, stuff, you know, the Peachtree Road Race is in jeopardy. The public's half marathon is in jeopardy. You know, they've already canceled the Boston Marathon. It is going to be get real. It is very, very serious. And I hope that everybody takes precautions. Do what you can do to avoid the spread of this deadly virus. First of all, wash your hands. Wash your hands for about 20 seconds with soap and just scrub between your fingers. And this is a big one. Don't touch your face. Yeah, all you got to do is just not touch your face. You don't have to go to the store and stock up on hand sanitizer or toilet paper. That makes no sense. You can actually wash your hands with soap. You don't even need hand sanitizer. I mean, it'd be nice to have, but do these things and you'll be fine. You know, I was at the gas station the other day, you know, and I was, you know, being friendly because I'm a friendly guy. You know, I wasn't shaking hands with people, but I was, you know, giving them the close fist bump. And I know that we're gonna change the way we interact with people to try to make sure that we don't spread this virus. But as a sports fan, the show will go on, and I will do a different format until sports is back on track. So, with that being said, I hope everybody has a great night. Don't get discouraged, everybody. It's gonna be okay. We are going to get through this. We are all sports fans. I was talking to some guys that I know that are big-time NBA fans and big-time sports fans, and they are bummed out. It is hard to actually just go through life, but there are other things in life. And looking back at replay, you know, go on, if you want to go on like sporting channels and go see replays of games, I mean, you could do that too. We are moving in a different direction in this world, and we have to adapt. So, with that being said, hope everybody has a great night. I will hear from you on Monday. And once again, it is going to be okay. So, take care, everybody.